A 40-year-old father of nine has been sentenced to life in prison after he pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of a homeless man in Cork 3 years ago. Christopher O'Sullivan, who was also homeless, had been celebrating his birthday and had taken a cocktail of drugs and alcohol when he carried out the attack on Timothy Hourihan. Let's talk now to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who was at Cork Circuit Criminal Court this morning. Pascal, the sentencing in this case is somewhat unusual but not unprecedented. Tell us about it.
Yes, Brian, that's right. It's very unusual for a life sentence to be handed out in a manslaughter case, particularly where you have a plea of guilty in that case. But as you say, it's not unprecedented. And clearly, the sentencing judge, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott, felt that this was a standout crime and a standout offence and deserved a standout sentence for that reason. He described the attack on Timmy Hourihan as shocking, unrelenting and savage, an attack on a helpless man who lay prone on the ground. Now, Timmy Hourihan was beaten so badly that when members of his family went to identify him, they said he was practically unrecognisable. He suffered trauma to his head and face. Many of the bones on his face were broken. His teeth were shattered, and one of his teeth was recovered from his stomach in the post-mortem examination. So it was, by any stretch, a brutal and savage attack. And I think Mr. Justice McDermott took his lead in sentencing today from a number of statements that were made at the sentencing hearing, which we heard yesterday. The first was from lead investigator Detective Superintendent Michael Commons, who told the court that Timmy Hourihan had been kicked, beaten and stamped, and when another co-accused, James Brady, had stopped, Christopher O'Sullivan kept going. And then we had the prosecuting senior counsel, Siobhan Langford. She said it was the view of the DPP that this killing fell into the highest category of manslaughter. Now, I should say that James Brady, Christopher O'Sullivan's co-accused, was sentenced last April to 11 years in prison, and one might have thought that that might have been some sort of a yardstick by which to measure the sentence against Christopher O'Sullivan. But as I say, Mr. Justice McDermott felt that there was a distinction between the two men and their offending. First of all, that Christopher O'Sullivan kept going after James Brady had stopped. And secondly, there were his 48 previous convictions for very serious offences. And he regarded the gravity of his previous convictions, the escalating nature of his offending, where his offences were getting worse right up until this offence, the attack on Timmy Hourihan, and the risk of reoffending had to be marked by the court. Right. And he, and for that reason, he imposed a life sentence.
Very good. Pascal Sheehy, Southern Editor, thank you very much for that.